All right, you guys, so what is going on? It is your boy, Distinguished Jason, and Kalani is here with me. Kalani, say hello.
Hi.
Come closer. All right, you guys, so we are in Chicago, halfway on vacation, mostly on business. We just wrapped up 2 days of ComplexCon, and we decided we would give you guys all the ins and outs of our last 2 days, 3 days, really, in Chicago. Has it been four? Oh, yeah, four days. Wow. It's been a very interesting and dope trip, I would say. So we flew out here, what, was it Thursday? So we landed here Thursday in the morning, and luckily for us, you really just don't grab them wild-ass chips.
Snacking before we leave.
Yeah, we are actually going to give you guys a quick podcast episode before we head out to the ComplexCon finale event. But Kalani is getting ratchet and the TV on, eating potato chips because she's really tired and she actually don't want to do this, but she's doing it on behalf of me. So you guys are fucking welcome. Hit the like button, subscribe, whatever all those cool buttons are that you guys can do so I can keep giving these to you, because if you don't, Kalani's gonna say fuck me or whatever. You're gonna be able to do this again.
Wow, why you always do it on me?
Look, man, I'm trying to flex so they listen.
Okay.
If I don't tell them this, they ain't gonna believe
me. Remember, ladies, it's always our fault, but it's always us who fixes it.
I've never heard that a day in my life.
I made it up.
It always be the man's fault, right? Is this one mine?
Yeah.
All right, so we landed here Thursday and literally came off the plane. We weren't supposed to have our room till 3, but they had it ready for us, which was pretty dope. We were both pretty tired because we took a long-ass nap on the plane, so we were able to come up, chill, and we thought we were just gonna go out and find a Starbucks, but we ended up popping into the Nike Lab pop-up store and basically spent $1,000. I mean, it was probably a little less, it was definitely a little less, but it was basically $1,000. She bought 2 pair of shoes, I bought 2 pair of shoes. I got the Fear God Raids, which I'm literally fucking settling for because we'll get into that. And then I got the Terra Geigers, which are the new Off-Whites. Wasn't a fan of them, but they were sitting there, and they looked really clean in the white colorway. So when you do see shit like that in person, it's a whole different feel. I could have just got finessed in the hype and hate them when I get home, but as of right now, I fuck with them pretty tough. Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
If I have the name correctly, I bought the Nike Vandalisms, I think they are.
The Vandalized?
Vandalized, whatever.
And those are the ones that were deconstructed?
Yeah, deconstructed, and then on each bottom you have a red and a blue.
Those are fucking hard. I didn't see the red and blue when you first grabbed them, but those really make those shoes pop.
Mm-hmm. And then my second one, what was the name of
them? I know they're called the Volt something, because Volt Green is the color.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to call them Nike Volts because I don't know the name of them, but yeah. I was going to wake up at 7 a.m. to try to get them on sneakers, however the store had them.
So describe them, because they're hella different.
They're almost like a platform, but not really.
Big ass sole, huh?
Yeah, big sole, big white sole, with red Nike Air bubbles.
It's orange.
And then, or orange, whatever.
We'll always argue about this. We see colors differently.
Geek.
We see colors differently. We see colors totally differently.
And then it's neon green, black Nike swoosh, red to me, but orange to Jason. Detailed features on the shoes. So they're really nice. When I first seen them, I knew that those needed to go in my closet. So copped them.
We both just had two really dope cops. We met a good friend named Cheddar. He actually runs the Nike Lab store, so he put us on to the Jordan event that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up there. It was very laid back. I mean, I think we were expecting more of like a party atmosphere, but it was more of a mixer. Free drinks.
Free food.
Right. Tell them about the food, since you fucked this shit.
So, when I first seen that they had food coming out, I'm not even gonna lie, I was like, oh, you probably gotta pay, but then like, it just didn't make sense. So they came out with a tray of, it was chicken wings with ranch on them, and I love ranch on my chicken. So
figure it.
So I pull one, you know, I'm honestly expecting for it to be something we had to pay for, but you didn't, and I was like, oh wow. So took that, oh my god, so delicious. But before that, we went to the bar thinking that we had to pay.
Hell yeah, they were making basically like $15 drinks
for free.
Hennessy, like name brand drinks, you know, like you get the free bar and shit, and they just got like like a Well vodka and Well James. Sorry, I'm cracking open another bottle of orange juice because we're sipping a little bit of Veuve Clicquot Rosé. But yeah, so it was name brand drinks. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. So I got that. Then the food. And so it was the chicken wings, and I was waiting for those wings to come back out, but they didn't. And I ended up getting, like, this... What was it?
It was like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it was like a Philly cheesesteak. It was actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Bite size. That shit looks
And I made friends with one of the girls who was serving them. So I was like, oh, I'll take one, but next time you guys get the chicken with the ranch on it, you know, come find me. She was like, okay, I got you, girl. She found me because she brought me the chicken wings with the ranch. Like, she literally went straight over to me.
Shout outs to her, friend of the show.
I know, friend for life. So... Yeah, it was really nice. And they had a dope booth.
Christopher Kite. So Christopher Kite, if you guys haven't checked him out, he makes all the see-through. They're like clear. I want to say they're like hardened silicone. I'm going to just say that for now. They're silicone chains. He makes Jesus pieces. He takes toys and melts them in the silicone. So if you guys haven't checked him out, check him out on Instagram. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
We met him that night. Met him at ComplexCon.
Mm-hmm.
He's really laid back. Definitely deserves all the recognition he's getting right now. Dope mm-hmm. dude. And Kalani that night was making all the friends because I think like 6 or 7 people told her she had the fit of the night.
Oh, I did.
I'm very blessed because she was wearing predominantly distinguished wines. Even a jacket that was a sample, and I was like, leave that. No one should see that. I don't know if I'm really feeling it yet. She was like, this is a fit. Everybody was on that jacket and her fit, so she definitely killed it. Thank you, Cheddar, for bringing us. As soon as we walked in, he was like, don't say anything. Say hi. What's up? How you guys doing? Now go straight to the bar.
Yeah, he kept it real. So we went straight to the bar.
We ran into a ton of really cool photographers and stuff. So that night was pretty cool, but we were dead ass tired. So we skated out there a little early. They let us shop for a little bit. They were supposed to be doing it by raffle, but we asked one of the people, and they're like, yeah, go ahead. So we walked in. They were selling.
They were selling.
I don't know if maybe the raffle was the giveaway.
No, I think it's...
They were actually doing that to buy, too, right?
Yeah, to buy.
They just let us in. So they were giving away the Defiant Ones Jordan 1 pack, which is like the ripped Nike sign on the outside and the yellow one on the inside. They're actually really fire, but when you start the day spending $1,000, you don't want to end it spending another
$190.
Mm-hmm. In hindsight, I feel like I should have grabbed them, but I really wanted Kalani to have them, but they started in a size 8.
Mind you, he only wanted me to have them because all the shoes that I've wanted
all
so
the Jordan
far,
ones,
all
actually.
The Jordan 1s that I've wanted this year have not been in my size, so I always settle for Jason to get them because at least I can see them, and then I'll put them on my feet just to say that I wear them.
Should put on a big ass size. So the Travis Scott, I just bought it so we can get it. Like, I didn't think we would get it, and then we got it. Uh-huh. That was the first one, right?
Yeah, because LA.
And then the LA to Chicago's, which are the ones that fade from purple to red, I put in her size because it didn't show, but I was like, well, let me just see. And I tapped it, and it went through. So I was like, oh, I got them for her. And I can't remember if I said I got them for you.
You did.
And then I went back, and I was like, they're in my size. Because mm-hmm. they literally just went through as like the sneaker pass on my size 12. So she was hot. It was awkward. Because she was like, really? And I was like, oh, actually, no, I didn't.
So
we should have got it for her, but they started a size 8. They had a lot of random stuff, but not any fire.
Yeah.
So that concluded, like, night one. I think did we go to the gym tonight?
Yep.
We came back and went to the gym because it just felt hella early because we're 2 hours ahead here, so it still felt like it was only like...
Like, we were still in Cali time.
For real. Still is, cuz.
Still is.
So, day two, we wake up. This day was fucking spicy, let me tell you.
What was day two?
Day two was yesterday.
No, day two was Friday.
Oh, shit, you're right.
What did we do Friday?
We shopped. We went to the...
We went to the
Virgil Abloh Museum, but what did we do before that? So, we went to the Virgil Abloh Museum. Can't really remember what we did...
Before that.
That's weird. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I guess we'll figure it out later. So we go to the museum. Really dope. No disrespect to Virgil, but what I feel like we learned was he's a very last-minute artist. That may be what makes him so dope, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his stuff is just, like, kind of tossed together and thrown together. But then again, that's, like, fashion as a whole right now. I think a lot of people's looks are just kind of tossed together for
Excuse me, sorry.
What it is. He did have some really dope Louis Vuitton pieces. We got to view all the samples of the shoes he made before they came out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of cool photo opportunities. The one thing I took away, and you can kind of say right after, was that it felt weird that he's an artist that's emerging as we speak. Because it's like, usually when you go to a gallery, you're learning about history.
Yeah.
The culture they had there was like right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I felt kind of weird seeing that, because I'm like, God damn it, like, this is shit we're seeing pop off right in the moment. It didn't feel like it should be in a gallery because it's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What was one of your biggest takeaways from that show, or some of the things you loved or didn't like or whatever?
I'm still trying to get inside the mind of, like, artists and creators in a sense.
That's fair.
So I just say whether it was nice and a nice experience or not, because I wasn't even really reading the walls like you were, okay, you know? Like, I was just kind of hearing what you were saying, but...
you were just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, because it was dope. It was what it was,
it was
to
a lot
me.
It was a lot of picture opportunities,
yeah,
so it was just like...
There's that, and then just... When you think of it, what life was before phones, it was you just taking in what you're seeing
That's
at
true.
The moment. So, to me, I didn't necessarily have any takeaways from it, except for it was tight. To me, it's always tight to see people putting in our culture into the world, because that's where it is going right now. It's like Black people are taking over, and I respect it 100%.
Yeah, like Planet of the Niggas.
No, but for real. So seeing him create pieces with even statues with
Those
wide noses,
hard,
and
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not what it usually
right,
is.
Right.
So it's something that's different, and I like it because it's getting noticed, and it's like he's put in that position to be able to have that power to say, this is what we're doing. They say yes or no, but he's still going to keep going if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it though. Like,
it's so interesting you say that, because like, excuse me, on Instagram, sorry guys, we're drinking a lot of champagne, so
bubbly,
you know what happened. But on Instagram, there was, on the actual Louis Vuitton page, there's like a little GIF video of like a video game, because he came out with a Louis Vuitton video game.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think was like, Virgil's really turning fucking Louis Vuitton into a streetwear brand,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking crazy, because it's like, that shit is so fitting to the Soho kid, or the kid in LA that skates. Like, everything that Louis Vuitton is doing right now fits from high class to low class. Actually, it's introducing our culture to high class,
mm-hmm.
which is so interesting to see.
Yeah.
We left there, we got some off-white stuff, some merch.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely overpriced, because there were weird collabs of like
yeah.
his stuff on Champion or on like Auto Snaps,
Man.
Which I'm not going to go into details, because if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But
yeah. And if you don't, experience it.
Right. Well, you can't experience it if you don't know, because it's like that LA fashion alley shit, right? Like, you got to kind of know the blanks.
Well, no, I know.
But
I just mean like in general, like,
that makes sense. Like, go see for yourself.
Yeah, go see, go look, like, actually look, and you'll see what we're talking about.
That's fair. That's fair to say. So we left there. We shopped around. We went to Uniqlo and all that stuff. Big-ass stores. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
And then I think we just kind of hung out. Worked out.
Picked up some waters for the room.
I'm proud of us. We got 2 workouts in while we were here.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So we
stayed focused. Made sure that when we get back, we'll still be on top of our shit.
We tried Harold's Chicken on Friday.
Oh, that's what we did
first.
We
did try Harold's Chicken.
God damn it, Chicago, you lied to us. And the people
but
in California.
I don't even want to say that they lied. Because
they told
us
we went to the wrong one.
Yes.
But they didn't
said
tell
the
us until after.
On the one that we went to, we shouldn't go to that one. We need to go to the track one. So, next time, because we had too much fried food at this point,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, that's your fault.
So,
we've had
next
fried
time
chicken
we come
since
out,
my birthday.
Which will hopefully be soon, because we like it out here
I
a lot.
Chicago.
We'll try the one outside of the one that we went to.
Yeah,
but
we'll go to the south side, because we had downtown Harold's Chicken, and let me tell you, the customer service, which I'm like, I was telling Klein when I was there, I'm like, I fuck with hood food if the customer service is bad, because sometimes when you get a waitress with an attitude, you know the food finna be smacking. Like, oh, this bitch finna put her toenail.
He did say that.
Excuse my French, no disrespect, but this girl finna put her toenail in the middle of this chicken. But man, that shit came out halfway cold. I ordered chicken strips. She was like, oh, they ain't got no more chicken strips back there. So they gave you wings. 3 orders later, they was like,
chicken tenders.
Waffle with the tenders. I was like, this motherfucker here. And it wasn't good. Like, the chicken was fire. The waffle was, like, soggy, and it tastes like they cooked it yesterday. So. Well,
the thing is that we both had the waffle on each side of the spectrum. Jason had hers the soggy waffle. Mine was
glass hard as fuck. Yeah, like a wooden rod.
Like, if I threw that at Jason, I probably would have cracked his skull. So don't piss me off. Don't throw that waffle. Harold's waffle at your ass.
Y'all hear that. Y'all hear that. I'm filing a lawsuit.
Oh, God.
All right, so day three gets spicy. This is what I was getting to, right? So day three gets crazy, right? So we came with a big plan. We approached ComplexCon as business. We came to meet, collaborate, network, and shoot photos of people just to kind of fill the void for those who couldn't get photos and shit. And we met a lot of good friends. Through the 2 days, we made a lot of good friends, but day one was a little wild. Me and Kalani have been kind of... I'm going to get spiritual, you niggas. It's retrograde outside. Kalani got an unk on, but she ain't fucking with me. But it's retrograde outside, so, you know, shit's been all over the place, right? You Cancers out there feel me?
No.
The Aries don't, that's for sure. So, you know what I'm saying? So shit was a little off and on. Me and Kalani haven't been, like, really spot on in our opinions and shit. So we just been kind of like...
Rolling, you know, kind of like, but
you know, when you
getting
get
annoyed with each other every second.
You know when you get pinched and it don't hurt, but it's just annoying. That's been kind of our mood towards each other. Like, all right, that shit don't hurt, but fucking stop.
Yeah,
like, we've been going tit for tat, right?
That's a good one.
So we get the complex on. We're not really like off, but we're not like 100% on. But we're getting shit done. Everything's rolling perfectly. But we realizing like, okay, nigga styles ain't really on point like that today. So it's not really like we wanted to shoot people with dope style. And they were kind of scattered in and out. In L.A., like, day one and two, what would you say, like?
Let's finish day two talk, and then we'll talk
about day one and two. What I'm saying is, like, excuse me, in L.A., like, day one was the better day.
Yeah.
It wasn't, what we found out. So we thought we was finna pull up and be ready to get some shit popping. And it was, like, jorts, like, jean shorts on grown men with Jordans with no socks.
Yeah.
And, like, backwards hats, like, pulled all the way down backwards and shit. So we were like, fuck. This shit weak. You know what I mean? But, you know, as we started to meet more people, they started to tell us, like, insights about different brands and what different shit meant on phonem. Which was some slang we learned out here. On phonem.
On phonem.
Mean on the folks in them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just were learning different stuff. And we got to this point where we went outside to get lunch. And it was hot. And I got irritated. And then we let it go. We came back in because the food didn't look good. And Kalani was irritated because the food wasn't ready. I'm really thinking, like, damn, that might be where that shit started.
It all started.
We didn't even realize it at that point. Right, but now that I'm saying it and, like, vocalizing it, niggas was walking back in irritated. We're like, all right, let's just work. We're going to leave and get some food, right? The next two people we encounter are these two...
Just say girls.
Women.
Yeah.
These two... women. And we walk up and Kalani's like, hey, can I grab a photo of you guys? You know, just kind of our regular thing. I'm not gonna give you our spill because we know we it's proprietary. So she gives him the spill. Go ahead. What'd you say to these beautiful young ladies, these children of God?
These bands?
Bands?
B-A-N-S.
What's that mean? Yeah. Oh God. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I don't remember word for word, but I do remember saying, like, hey, can we get a photo of you guys? So we took their photo. I'm good. No, you need to catch up to me.
No, tell your story.
So I took the photo, right? Yeah. I took the photo.
And I was standing there, so we're going to give you both perspectives. So she's getting ready to take the photo, and the girl walks up, and she's like, oh, I don't want my bag in the picture. So I was
She had her camera.
I don't give a fuck what it was, because I didn't even look. So I was still kind of like walking a little bit, but I stopped because I seen Kalani get ready to take the photo. So I was like, oh, I'll hold it. So I think she thought I was just like some random nigga. Right? So
go ahead. If you think about it, why would you give some random person your stuff? Don't know, don't care, none of my business.
So go ahead.
But, so I take the photo, Jason's holding her camera, and then we finish, and they come up, and Jason, we have our spiel. So I'll leave it at that. We're talking with them. And she basically shrugs Jason off. So, I didn't see this, mind you, because otherwise, I would have
perspective. So they walk up, and I have my phone out because we're collecting information to send in the photos, right? So I'm like, hey, and I'm not loud, you know. I don't want to be disrespectful. Like, hey, bitch, like. so I'm like, hey, you know. Because I'm acting as if I'm your assistant, because that's what I do when you shoot. I'm like, she's going to send you guys the photos.
Well, vice versa.
Right. So I'm like, she's going to send you guys the photos. Just put in your information. She proceeds to, like, wave me off, like, shoo. Mm-hmm. Like, she waves me off and, like, basically moves me out the conversation, unbeknownst to Kalani. And then she proceeds to ask Kalani, like, oh, who do you guys shoot for? Where are these going? Are you guys shooting for ComplexCon? And I lost my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kalani was having the conversation because she didn't see anything. But I lost my shit. I was like, Kalani, give me my fucking camera. Snatched my camera. And I stormed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to have a teammate. I was like, oh, Kalani going to storm off with me. We going to let these bitches know. I turned around and I was by my lonesome. And I got even more upset.
He did.
Because I said, what the fuck? You are supposed to be with me. Fuck these bum ass boop, okay, on God, because they wasn't even that. Here's the thing too, it's like y'all wasn't that fly. You was just hella regular
at that point because we was about to.
We were collecting.
Yes, all the shit. But the point is, I didn't see that happen. I did not see that happen. So let me say that again.
It gets crazier from there, right? Because like, Kalani goes to the point where she's mad because I'm quiet and irritated because she think I'm mad at her, but I was just mad at the situation and them, right? So she's like, you being quiet is rude. And I'm like, I'm just trying to collect my fucking self because I didn't, you know what I'm saying, flash on them because I'm like, this is no place to do that. And then if I was to explain to her, like, oh, this is why I'm irritated, she was going to take fault and think she did something wrong. And that wasn't really it either. So it just escalated. Either way it would have went, it was going to escalate, which is fucked. So we spent...
We spent
like 2 hours arguing like we were 17.
Arguing in different areas.
You know when you know when you see like the white girl that be like at a thing. She's like, you're a fucking Johnny. I fucking hate you.
No, you know what's funny?
That's how I felt like
day,
we looked.
Earlier that day, I pointed out this white girl crying in line.
And I said, don't do that.
Yes, and he said, don't do that. I didn't cry.
You didn't cry, but we used to look like that.
But we was arguing.
We were somewhere private, but I felt like we looked like
that. I felt like everybody was looking at us.
Because people just started coming sitting down by us and shit. And I'm like
heck no.
I'm like, y'all see this argument happening. Like, go take you and your cheap ass Yeezys that way. Yeah. No disrespect, Kanye.
But anyways, so that's what happened. But I didn't see it. And if I would have seen it, I would have been right there with Jason. I would have walked away because that's not really the area where we should be throwing hands or anything because we got work to do.
I'm not going to lie. If there was niggas, I would have pieced them. And it was a couple of niggas that needed to get pieced at ComplexCon because we're working as a partnership. So I think people see us as like a business. And niggas be like, so what's up with you, little ma? You trying to hit the club? Like, what y'all know about tonight's event?
Yeah.
For sure. What you do? You take photos? You the photographer?
Man, and they be coming in with, like, you know, like the C-scoop? When they come into your face with...
C-scoop.
A C-scoop is like, you form a neck. C with your neck. That's a C-scoop. They come in, hey, little mama, what you doing? You like, whoa.
And I got
at one point, I went over to Jason with my hand out, and I held his muscle.
Yeah, because I had to respectfully step through, because I'm like, you niggas don't see, like, okay... I know we look hella professional and we talking with our white voices, but don't get pieced.
Yeah.
And it was like some 6 foot niggas, but I'm just a psycho. You know what I'm saying? And my arms is bigger than theirs. You know what I'm saying? Just let you niggas know. On my mama.
Oh,
okay?
Lord.
Don't
they
forget
are,
that.
They are bigger.
On everything. Alright? Yeah. All
right. Come on.
I'm just saying. Had to, you know what I'm saying, go through my crazy breakdown. I probably sound hella nice over the shit. Like in my head, I sound like a thug right now, but they're like, wow, he's proper.
Yeah.
He's a fucking nice guy. He thinks he wants to fight, but he really wants to hug.
He wants to write them.
But yeah, so
letter.
We went back in. We were still lightweight argumentative, but I was like, we could either do two things, my nigga. We could either leave or work. And I even went through the spiel. I was like, I give up on streetwear, my nigga. Like, we went through it. But we went through the whole shit.
I said he was going to leave me.
And she... Don't go there. That's too far.
What? We being honest,
but
right?
Look, so she was like, well, what you want to do? I was like, I'm saying... I want to work. That's why I'm asking you what you want to do. So we ended up knocking it out. You know what I'm saying?
But Jason said, there's two things that we can do. We can leave or we can stay here and work and act like we friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. And I looked at him and I smiled because it was funny, but in my mind, and you don't know that I was thinking this, but I was like, dang, I can't even say mad at you because you always say stuff that's super.
Because we both knew we still had some argument to get out, but yes. We knew that wasn't the place to do it because we had wasted 2 hours. And then I was like, you know, I got to this point where I was like, man, fuck it. Like, if we gonna argue and do this stupid shit, I want to go home. But I didn't really want to go home. So Kalani was like, well, let's just go. And I was like, back to the Bay? You were like, I'm sure they got flights. So I got more irritated because I didn't really want to leave. But I was saying, like,
he was being dramatic.
No, I was saying, if we're doing this, I don't want to be here. You feel me? Dramatic. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're fat dramatic. Ass knees. So I was like,
you know you're dramatic. I always call you dramatic.
Fuck you. You're. Moving on, because the drama queen is the one giggling right now.
No, you're dramatic.
But yeah, so we ended up finishing out. You know what I'm saying? We met some pretty cool people. We got some lyrical lemonade. She got some t-shirts and shit. And it was cool. So we came in. We went to sleep. We were supposed to go to an event. We went to sleep. Woke up. Went to get something to drink. Ran into another dude from Complex Con. And he gave us more events to go to. And we still was like, nah, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, niggas was beat.
Yeah, and the funny part is Jason's missing out this important piece. So we woke up, or he woke me up at like 11 something, and he was like, Kalani, it's 11 something. And then I was like, oh shoot, but I'm still laying down because I'm tired as hell. Mm-hmm. And basically we didn't end up going, but we needed something to drink.
So we woke up.
And then I was like, ooh, that Tostitos with that cheese sound good right now. And so we went to Walgreens.
Got a microwave and all that.
And we asked.
Oh, yes, fuck.
Walgreens.
Oh, my God, bro. You want me to tell it dramatically?
You.
All right, so look, we walk in dramatic. DJ Drama's drunk. I need to add that in if I can. All right, so we walk in, right? We walking down the candy aisle. And this little skinny twig nigga in all black and like one
and
of those.
And like the hospital mask.
Like the ones that Strobe wear. I don't give a fuck. You can wear them, right? Like the ones that Strobe.
And
like,
the little hospital mask.
So he had that shit on, right? And we sitting in the candy aisle. And he like, I don't even know how he did this because Kalani kind of thick, right? Like he like jumped and like leaped through her. But she was like damn near leaned against the aisle. And he like fit through. Like he turned into water and was like, shut the fuck. And he's like, Sydney. Or some weird shit he said, right? So we was like, oh, that nigga weird. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, Kalani, don't talk shit about him, right? Because we was both talking shit. I was like, let's not talk shit about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he snuck by us. We trying to figure out what we going to get. And then we got some water, some Tostitos, the cheese and shit, and we get ready to hop in line. And this nigga, he on his way out the door, but he's surrounded by like 6 or 7
Walgreens employees.
It looked like some shit from an anime.
Yeah, it looked like a straight.
And this nigga was like, and the black dude that worked there was like, bro, give us back the juice or give us back whatever
he said,
you took.
Give us back. He was like, I'm not going to let you leave here with whatever you're trying to take. And
So the lady was like, yeah, just give it back, right? So we sitting there, hella people in the store like, what the fuck going on over there, right? So
and you could see something is literally in hella his jacket.
Because he only like 15 pounds.
Like, he's like my pinky.
He like, no lie, I'm going to keep it stat. He was like 97 pounds.
Yeah,
with big ass clothes on, so like anything poking out of him, you can see it.
Yes.
His pants was tight, but his hoodie was big.
Yes.
So.
He didn't even have on a hoodie. He had like a size large black denim jacket.
Oh.
I remember it.
Okay. I just know the pocket was poking.
Because that's where the fuck was, whatever he was stealing was right there.
So, he like lunges at this big ass black dude that worked there. He was just tall and like kind of buff, right? So the black dude like stepped back, oh. And then he's like, and the black dude like, Brett, I don't even know what you're doing. Just give us back what you took, right? And apparently, as we get in line, I'm like, Kalani, walk through, get in line. He turned around, look at us, like, like a little angry chihuahua. But he was like, oh, they cool. They not really working here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess apparently he had pulled out an ink pen and threatened to stab everybody up there. But we all thought he had a knife.
It looked like a knife.
Like, the whole store was like, really, oh, it was
like
a knife.
Like, you know how in
and he was pointed at everybody that, like, stepped towards him, like, I'm going to stab you.
But he
something.
Did Yeah. So, you know, and you can hear the right? So, you already know how everybody is when that comes.
Yeah, like, oh, this nigga got
like,
some shit.
Oh, it's fast. Because when you fight and you do Then punches come back. Or when, exactly, or in basketball movies, yeah, that's like a crossover. That's it. He was doing that.
So they black dude stepped back and they let him go. And it was like, call the cops, call the cops. And he went outside and the black dude was like, I'll should have pieced this little shit. You lucky I work at fucking, but he cussing. He like, you lucky I work at fucking Walgreens. I should have pieced this little shit. Mm-hmm. I wanted to beat his little ass. He didn't, he's fucking coming me with this. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Come to find out this nigga stole just like a juice and tried to stab them with a pen. So me and Connie was like, first we got our laugh off.
But then we just think about the situation. You're like, maybe he didn't have it and he was thirsty.
Oh God. Cause we was like, that sucks. Cause like, if you had to steal a juice, you're not in the best situation, right? Exactly. So it's like, we were like, well, let's just say a little prayer for him so that he don't have to steal juice so he can afford juice. Because you don't really know what his mental health or pockets was like. Exactly. So we were just like, damn, okay, well, we hope bro get into a better situation.
Yeah.
But that shit was funny. It was definitely
an experience I will never forget. But we did say our prayer for him because you just never know what people's situations are in. I would say throughout the years, we've definitely gotten a lot better at that. Yeah. Because sometimes we would just laugh at shit or talk shit.
Yeah.
But now you start to think about it and you're like, why did they do this?
Right. I mean, yeah, I think like that's important. Like I really expect if you guys are listening and you guys really fuck with us that you guys get to that place too. Because you don't really know people's situations.
Ever.
Like a lot of shit in public be hella funny, but it's like, I remember, I'm going to just tell y'all a little random side story. I remember in New York, we was on the train. And we was going to the Yankees game, and we had to hop off, and I ran into every facility possible because I was finna shit myself.
Bro, I don't know what. Why'd you make it sound like it was something so serious?
This is serious.
I'm about to shit myself.
This is serious because I looked crazy. Like I ran into oh, you got a bathroom? No, I can't use it. And one was like, customers only. I was like, I don't got time. Maybe I was like tripping.
No,
like,
I know. He was going crazy as fuck. He was going crazy.
And even in the Taco Bell, was somebody in the bathroom, so I'm banging on the door and she's like, let me in. So like, to the general public who wasn't in that with us, probably was like, this nigga is tripping. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's probably a really bad comparison, but I just think it's funny. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what people's lives are really going through. So just always show empathy. Like, try to be
understanding
and ask.
Yeah.
You may have the blessing that person needs to help them. So ask.
And me and Jason, we help a lot of people too, as much as we can, as much as we're able to, I should say.
Because
sometimes we need to help ourselves first, in a sense. But when we're able to, we give whatever we can.
$5,
water, money. Yeah. Most of the time, food is more necessary than anything else. But it's almost that time for us to do the Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, Christmas.
We did that before, or blankets.
Hoodies, whatever we can give during the cold or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Chicago, if we can come back, this would be a good place to do it.
Yeah, that would be great.
I know it gets cold. Day two. So we go to sleep. Two. We come in, we eat our snacks, we go to bed.
Yes, I actually
stayed up hella late last night.
You stayed up hella late?
I really couldn't sleep. I was watching all the baseball things.
Oh, and then there's a family of spiders right outside of our room. Like, I've never... Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen some big spiders, but the fact that you can see, it's like
singular bars.
No. What is that thing called when you turn from an ape to a human? Like
evolution.
Yes, evolution. That's what we're seeing outside of our window right now.
It's like a baby spider.
The big daddy and the baby spider, and you see it through each year of how its growth.
But the
is going
big
to
one
be.
Is a big ass fucking spider.
Huge.
It's like the size of like a 50-cent piece.
Yeah,
like,
he's big.
And that's the body. Like he's it's a big,
big.
Nigga. So he's just, thank God he's on the outside. We're on like the 25th floor, and this nigga's just outside our window, big kicking it. But yeah, so we finally get some sleep. We wake up hella late today.
Hecka late.
We were supposed to be up at like 10. I woke up two or three times, but I was like, fuck it, we just gonna sleep.
I let her sleep.
We got the complex time around like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And we just went straight at it. Like, this whole day was so fucking productive.
Met a lot of great people.
Yeah, I think we exchanged over 40 contacts in the first hour and a half. We had the food's still not good, but we got some burgers. They were I'll give it a 30 out of 100, which is a 3 out of 10.
The meat was cooked well.
The bread was good.
It needed ketchup.
It needed something.
Ketchup.
That shit was horrible. I mean,
ketchup.
It was cooked well though. I'll give you that. And it was for the burger show.
Yeah.
Did you see that big
Shake Shack times the burger show?
Did you see the big Filipino guy?
Mm-hmm.
That was his burger show.
Oh, well,
I seen it on the.
He needed ketchup.
He needed ketchup. A little mayo.
Ketchup.
Some mustard.
I love ketchup.
A pickle. or two. For next year, right? Like a pickle or two. God damn it, something.
Jason loves his pickles.
Because they had... no homo.
Yeah, no homo.
Because they had like these supposedly sweet peppers, but they didn't taste like anything.
They had peppers. The carrots were thick as fuck. Like, did you... when you bit into the carrots, you felt that?
No, because I pushed all that shit. I bit into the first bite and I was like, these don't taste like shit.
No, I bit all that shit out my burger. Into the burger, right? The peppers and stuff you don't taste because it's soft, you know, like the meat. I bit into the carrot. I said, oh... This is what
Oh, like, these is fresh.
Yeah, like, they wasn't sautéed. Like,
y'all pull these bitches out
they
the garden.
They wasn't boiled. Like, nothing. It was like, here, they're raw. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, what if I had on them fucking fake teeth?
Oh, what I forgot about yesterday was, Clunny was the girl of the day.
Like, oh, my God,
Every fucking photographer in there was like, I love your look. I'm shooting for a magazine in Japan. I'm shooting for a magazine in... fucking Costa Mesa, like everywhere. They're just like, wow, your look's amazing. And she had definitely the flies. I thought I pulled up with the flies look. I'm just gonna keep it a stack with you.
Second flies.
And Kalani was really just like on point. Let me lean in so y'all can hear me. I didn't realize that I had lost a decent amount of weight. I've been, you know, I have a body shaming issue. I'll be honest. Like, I look in the mirror and I think I'm a lot bigger. My clothes on me, when I see them, they were so fucking big. Mm-hmm. Like, I was drowning in my clothes. So, they were fly. They just weren't fitted well. Still got a few compliments. Not as many as Kalani.
Yeah.
Kalani should be featured in about 4 to 6 magazines from just day one of ComplexCon. We'll be waiting to see. I hope you got everybody's contact.
I did. Or I almost... I think
you got
I
like
did.
2 or 3, I think.
I think
three,
so.
Three.
Not everyone. But if you see me, tag me. @_forlani.
Yeah, unless you're from her job. Unless they're from your job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mind your business. Mind your
business. Oh, can you cancel that out?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can, but I'll try.
Just try. Put something over
it. You think they heard us?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, but day two, Jason had all the looks. No, stop. Let me speak. Jason had all the looks, especially compared to me. I told him before we left, I said, you're getting all the looks today. And guess what? He did. And I was second place.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's how you felt? Because that's how I felt on the first day.
It is true.
But that's not
why.
True.
They were like, oh, shit, your look is dope.
All right, so time
and
out
then
though.
I would come in and they're like, oh, can I get you two? And I'm like.
But that's the tight part I think about being a girl. Because on day one, when they asked for her look, they didn't want me to.
Yeah, they didn't. But I called Jason in.
Like, twice, but I felt like... shot. But I felt like... But it made me feel worse. Because it would be like, Connie, like, oh, come on over, babe. Come shoot with me. And the photographer like, yeah, these look great. Like, I wish I could show you my eyes. Like, you know, the little side eyes. Like, oh, yeah. Like, when they get hella big, they're like, oh, yeah, I love these. Kill it. You guys are marvelous. Can he stand out so I get a few of you? Like, it was like that. You know what I'm saying? Today, it was like, oh, you're fire, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she's fire too. Pose together. Let me get some of you and her. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday I was like,
he's lying.
Damn, I'm ugly.
You know what I'm saying? But he's
not. I was feeling some type of way. Well, thank you. I know that. I could tell. I'm not ugly.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But yesterday I felt ugly.
But I'm just letting you know that you should never feel that way.
But it was a tough day because.
That's okay. But I'm everyone has tough days.
Fuck you. Not at Complex.
Nigga, you didn't have a tough day.
Hey, look
day.
At me. Those are not good days to have tough days. But look, so
Pete. When did this happen?
I don't even know what's wrong with you.
What is that?
That's nasty.
I know.
It's a fake bracelet.
This is not.
It's fucking weird.
My grandma gave you this asshole.
Hey, you better call
grandma, better, get on him.
Vera. I'm just playing. Please don't listen to this. Please.
Vera.
Please don't listen to this.
I'm telling you.
I can't afford to lose no more friends or family for this matter. Anyways, moving on.
That was deep.
That was dark.
10 deep.
Moving on. But yeah, so today was a dope day. I think me and Connie actually got the equal amount of shots today, whether she wants to adhere to that or not. A lot of cool photographers, a lot of cool creators, a lot of store owners. A lot of marketing people.
And a lot of influencers. A
lot of influencers. One that pissed Kalani off.
Which one?
So we're in, I think her name is like Kristen Noel Crawley, the girl who did the makeup. excuse me if I got that wrong, but she just dropped she dropped the makeup line at ComplexCon, and she had like the custom scooter where you got the lip balm and stuff. Mm-hmm. I really hope I got that name right. But we're sitting
How
in her.
How do you know her name that fast?
It's all over the Complex hashtags and shit. And she's like a streetwear chick. She pops up all the time. Look, Kalani already being crazy. So anyways, she's also mad because Saweetie follows me on Twitter. But we'll get there.
I'm not angry.
Saweetie's been following me on Twitter since like 2012, damn near.
Before we met, so I'm not angry.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if she knows that she follows me on Twitter. It's just like throwback shit. But yeah, so we're sitting there, and Kalani's like looking at the makeup and shit, and I'm just floating. I was getting ready to sit on the little couch. So I'm like literally ass cheek, like taps the
kid. And this, now kid.
And I see a girl look like, oh, and I'm like, oh, are you about to take a picture? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, go ahead. But her friend walks over right to where Kalani is, and she's listening about the makeup and shit. So I think she thought her friend was going to take the picture.
Really?
That white girl, they were friends.
It makes sense. Go ahead. Perspectives.
Oh, you going to put some shit together?
Like, finish your
story. Like, parents trying to put some shit together.
Uh-huh. Finish your story.
So she's, like, listening to shit, right? So I'm standing there, and I'm just looking like, okay, there's really no reason for me to be here. And the girl taps me on the back of my shoulder. She's like, oh, can you take my picture? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm thinking she wants me to shoot my camera. She passed me this iPhone with some shit on it that's a whole other iPhone. That shit was heavy as fuck. And I almost dropped her shit on the ground. And so I like take two pictures of her on the phone. And we've been working, right? So I'm like, oh, let me get a few shots of you on the camera. And then you can just drop your email in this list. Look, Kalani looking at me squaring my eyes to tell this story. So I'm like, you can put your shit in the thing or whatever, right? And then we'll send them to you. So I shoot her pictures. I think she's hella regular. I feel bad even saying this. They were bright as fuck. So I was like, all right, got them. Drop your email, right? So she drops her email. And I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, I'll put my email, but I'll just follow you right on Instagram. And I felt hella uncomfortable. Like, I got hot because Kalani's like 3 steps away. And I'm like, oh, this is going to get weird. It felt off. Like, I already knew she was shooting her shot from fucking half court. I was like, but Kalani is fucking picking up defense full court, so you finna get your shit blocked, bitch. Like,
man-to-man defense.
This is not gonna go good for you, right? So I'm like, oh my god. So she had her phone out, so I'm like, just throw my Insta in there, right? Like, whatever. Like, cool. So I'm like, here's my Instagram. That's the one for the photos. Like, I just felt a little comfortable, right? She's like, okay, I'll follow you. Follow me. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, fill out the form, bitch. Like, excuse my French. I need to quit calling people that. Fill out the form, girl. It just doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
Fill out the form. Fill out the form, girl. So she fills it out. She's like, here you go. It was dope to meet you. I'll tag you in all the pictures and shit. I'm like, all right, cool. Kalani's like, are you ready? Or what was it? I turned around hella awkward like, oh, you got all that in your makeup bag?
You did. Because
she was standing right over my shoulders like, oh, you got all that? What'd you buy? She's like, she looked at me like, I don't even think she knew what was going on yet. She's like, what? And she's like, these came free. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't need you to be mad about that. I thought you were mad about other shit. Like, I already feel weird, right? So we walk out, and I start snitching. I'm like, I think she was trying to get at me. I was so nervous. I was like, she tried to shoot her shot. I felt it in my soul. And Kalani's like, she what? You ain't get the email? You gave her your Instagram? I'm like, no, nigga, like, I gave her the Insta. You gave her your Instagram. I'm like, but she filled out the email form. That was her doing. You just logged in Instagram. I gave her your Instagram. I'm like, no, listen. Relax. She pulled out her phone. I gave her the Instagram, and she filled out the email form. Oh, as long as you got the email, because that's what we here for. Nigga, what? Like, what? What are you doing? Tell me your perspective. What happened to the white
girl? No, that makes sense now. Because when she came over, she was irritating the fuck out of me. I wanted to elbow her in her fucking face. She, yes. Because I was asking questions about the fucking lip balm that was dropping, and she was like, oh, so what about the lip balm? Like, everything I was saying, and I'm like,
she was trying to distract you.
Yes, it makes sense now.
Hey, but
because she kept cutting me off, and it took everything in my power to not look at her and then fucking want to punch her, because I kept, like, if she was right here, right, she's right here,
yeah,
this is the salesperson, I'm like, oh, okay, so this one, so it, I'm sorry, but I was staying straight like this. I was like, I don't even want to know what the fuck you look like.
Wait, so...
Because if I find you, that's it. Like,
wait, so no here's hesitation, so here's what pissed Kalani off.
Being played. Nothing. I didn't even... When I turned, I didn't even turn to the left, which is where she was. I turned to my right, and I went over because I was like, you're fucking irritating me. Get out of my face. Ask your questions on your own time. I was here first.
Right. Right. So here's what pissed Kalani off even more. So we get like 6 or 7 booths away, and I realized she did follow me. So I opened my Instagram.
So, oh, my God.
Because I had like...
Really?
I had hella notifications. That was the first time I had checked my notifications.
Which yeah, even, tell them this part.
So I checked my notifications because both of my phones are going off. I think it was like the shared content thing that went off. And I opened them like, oh, Kalani, she got like 400,000 followers in a blue check. I'm walking, thinking, Kalani, listen to me. I'm like, oh, we're going to be able to do this and this for like some business shit. I'm walking and I look around and I'm just like talking to myself because Kalani has stopped and she was looking at me so sideways like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? So I turned around, I'm like, what? And she's like, just keep walking. And I was, and I kept walking because I thought she was cool because I was like, what the fuck? And she looked at me like, you better stop fucking walking. So I stopped walking. I was so lost, like a little lost puppy who just is on one of them little strollers. Or leashes or whatever. So she's like, really? You can? Oh, I said, because it's okay to make friends. And she's like, oh, it's okay to make friends? That's a friend now? Da-da-da. I'm like, I don't know the bitch. Like, she just had 400,000 followers. I was trying to get my followers up. Like, I don't know. Like, shit. You know, her pictures came out too bright. We just gonna throw that in there and leave mm-hmm. it. But yeah, so that was kind of that. We failed to shoot a Lele May. Tried to get photos of Gunna. He made me look like a paparazzi. Tried to get photos of Vic Mensa. He treated me like a hoe. He was like, yeah, you can take pictures. And then proceeded to take pictures with 15 other people. Mm-hmm. Both cool dudes. So we love. Both great guys, I'm sure. But, you know, next time, make it happen, bro. And then...
we did get a picture with Twista.
Twista was dope. He just
and,
was... Bun B and Trinidad Don C.
James.
Trinidad James. Booty Crack was... never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, don't say it.
Never mind. That was Kalani's observation. I didn't see it. Yes, I did. He had on like a vest with no shirt underneath, but his jeans was like low rise. That's all we gonna say. Dope guy though. He had on the hardest jewelry ever. Can we move forward? Don't do that. Hardest jewelry ever. Trinidad, look, if you hear this, we're just getting our comedy shit off. You know it's funny. Don't have an attitude with us. Shoot with us again. We took some fire ass photos of you. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those things came out really good.
And then we're sitting there. We're trying to wrap up because we were trying to get to like a certain number of contacts today. And we shot these people and we were asking them about all their gear. And Kalani was vibing with the chick or whatever you guys were shooting the shit. And some big ass Asian dude walks up to me. He's like, who are you shooting for? And I'm like, who the fuck are you? and I tell him like, oh, you know, we shoot for a blog and our streetwear brand back in the Bay or whatever. And he's like, grabs me by my arm. He's like, oh, we need you over here. And I'm like, bro, wait, hold on. I'm a boy, Damon. Don't be reaching up on me like that. He's like, oh, sweetie needs you to shoot in the booth. I'm like, she need me. Like, mm-hmm. of all people, she need me. Like, she don't got her own photographers and shit. And he's like, oh, the photographers over here ain't shooting like fire, basically. So I come over and we had met her merch guy earlier that day, and mm-hmm. he was like, oh yeah, this nigga's like the iciest person here. Like, he just vouched for me.
Yeah,
because the manager was like,
oh, that's the one with the Kangol hat.
Yeah, because oh. The manager was like, who's this? Because they let me through the little gate and shit in mm-hmm. front of that long ass line, and hella people in the line was like, the fuck? I'm like, okay, he looks expensive, but mm-hmm. we don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the little gay dudes in line, like, sweetie! Like, hold on.
Sweetie!
Hold the fuck up. Why is this buff-ass nigga walking through the front of the line? Mm-hmm. And the manager said the same thing. She's like, who's this? And she's like, oh, that's the dude that's gonna shoot, blah, blah. Oh, come on through, baby. Shoot. This is your chance. Shoot all the... I'm like, relax, because I actually do this for real in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing this kind of as a favor to the guy yeah. with the Kangol hat, who was super cool, because y'all yeah. called me over. He complimented me, cool. But I shot some fire ass photos of her.
He did get
honestly
that.
And the manager didn't want to like give her email, so I'm like, why do you want me to take the pictures? Because mm-hmm. you know what I mean, like, I'm a poster, but it don't mean shit to y'all. But she ended up giving us the email, whatever, we connected. And shout out to the dude who does the merch line. He was hella cool.
Yeah,
hella
he
dope. He's from
cool.
LA, and the Bay Area dude we had met earlier that day. They were
yes,
both super dope.
They were
and the big Asian dude, he was super cool. And the manager, I mean, fuck yeah, shout out to her whole camp, because they're mm-hmm. dope as fuck. And congratulations to her. She's a Bay girl. She's been doing her thing, and she continues to grow, so we wish the best for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there, we caught Rick Ross, a little bit of Schoolboy Q, barely.
Barely. Chance's brother.
What is it? Cole.
Cole?
Bennett.
Bennett.
God damn it. I hope this is right. Cole Bennett is the guy who makes Lyrical Lemonade, so that's not right.
Oh, okay. Oh, Waka.
Taylor Bennett.
Taylor Bennett.
Taylor Bennett. Waka. He was just in his booth, though. We didn't really...
No, I know.
We just ran into... He was like, flex it. Look. Yeah. We ran into Waka. We ran into Gunna. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a little bit... Layla May was floating around. She's one of the coolest people ever. She was floating with no security, like a fucking boss. Mm-hmm. Didn't get a chance to really shoot her. Like, photos, that is.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, we need...
The thing is like... Did you... What? Mind yours.
I'm minding. But yeah, yours. Like, she's dope. Like, her style is fire as fuck. So we'll definitely have to connect with her in LA. I really dig the fact that she's just like a regular, like, chick. She just dresses well. Like, that shit is hard. I feel like that's how we would be when we're popping. Like, we don't really want security and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we worked literally all 8-9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Feet hurt.
Now we're about to go to an event.
And now we're going to go to the...
Which I kind of actually like. I don't know if you get this feeling either, but even though we did sleep yesterday, knowing that there's still the big after party tonight, it makes me feel okay that we slept because we worked all day today, and now we get to party and just chill and have fun. And have, yeah, call it a night and then finish whatever else.
I really enjoyed working. Like, I think in the past, like, agenda and like all the stuff we did, we didn't have everything put together.
Yeah.
Like, we knew what we wanted to accomplish, but didn't necessarily know how.
Yeah.
And I think this was the first event where we knew exactly what we came to do and accomplished exactly that at a high level. And then some.
Yeah.
Because some of the connections weren't, like, planned. It just so happened to be that they were raw as fuck and they were
in the
industry
great.
And doing things that were, like, at a high level.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about going to these type of events is that you never know who is who, so you should always treat people...
You should just treat people how you want to be treated. 100%. Like, that's what our parents have always taught us from day one. Treat people how you want to be treated. So if you want to be respected, then be respectful. Like, if people treat you disrespectful, then fuck it. Be disrespectful. Like, because that's how they're treating. You know what I mean?
Like, so... And that's what those girls really needed to take away is that, like...
You never know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Yeah, because you
don't treat people like shit.
Yeah, because you come to the Bay, I'm going to talk bad about you now.
Exactly.
Like, you're not welcome in my city.
Yeah. So,
and that's,
or in Altadena, Pasadena.
And at the same time, the Bay needs to learn that. I'm going to just end this with this little lesson because we're approaching an hour and it's time for us to get ready to go. It was 30 minutes ago that we should have left. But the Bay and the people we've worked with in NorCal definitely should rally around us. Like, that sounds crazy, but like, we are some of the few people that get out and touch the world. Like, I think ComplexCon Chicago, LA, Agenda Las Vegas, Agenda LA, the Soho events we've done in New York. Our ability to move and connect with the fashion world and the like marketing, photography, like all these things that we do when we leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, the Bay should be proud, but they're so like upset, I guess, mm-hmm. sometimes, or they don't. Maybe they are inspired, but they don't want you to know that because they want to be where you are, which is great. But we've always been really good about putting people on, sharing information, and, you know, bringing people along. Like, we don't really care that much. I mean, we care a lot. We want our shit to be high quality, but if you're talented, we want you to shine too. But I think the Bay is a place where it's like, oh, they did that, next year I'm gonna go to ComplexCon and do everything they did exactly, but not say I learned it from them.
Yeah. And the,
but I'm going to still lose, though, because I don't really know why they did what they did.
Yeah. You know, and the thing, and sorry to cut you off. I don't
know. No, you're good.
But the one thing that we both agreed on, even, I think, a couple years ago, actually, it's like the Bay Area is what the crap bucket is.
It sucks because there's so many talented people, but nobody knows business or really.
So it becomes the crap bucket.
Right.
So, you crawling on top to be that one that gets out. And you guys aren't even, like, helping each other to get to where everybody is going. Because just like they say, it takes one person to move the world or to change the world or to make the movement. It takes one person to get everybody together, create something dope, and get everybody's name out there. You're still going to have your shine because whatever you do, you do.
Yeah.
And whatever they do, they do. It doesn't hurt you to sit here and say, yeah, I'm the music producer, but this is the artist.
Right. Now y'all both, because that's what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. No one's going to take that from you. Now, if they do, that's lame on them, but that doesn't take away from what you're doing, because at the end of the day, what you're doing always comes back to you. So if you're a good person in general, all that good is going to keep coming back to you, no matter how hard or the trials and tribulations that you have to go through and all that stuff, it's always going to come back to you. Those who take without giving, trust me, they're going to take that L one day, and they're going to realize it. It's a very
short-term world. We've seen it time and time again with people we've worked with. I think we've put on, like, anything that we've touched in the Bay Area, we've put on. And those who have still stuck around continue to eat. Like, shout out to a lot of the models we work with and stuff like that. Like, they get it. But a lot of the talent, you get one look and you think, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work like that. It's important to know that what Kalani said, like, what you do always comes back to you, right? Like, so I'm just going to finish this with a couple of quick statements. Don't worry about the, it's telling us about the approach and hour. Don't worry about the looks. Work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the greatest thing I can tell you. Work. Understand what you're trying to do and what you're working for, what you're trying to build, and build it.
Yep.
And don't look up for 5 to 10 years. And honestly, if you do that, I kid you not, in 3 to 7 months, you'll still be putting your head down working hard, but the entire world will be watching you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because people want to watch people do shit. People don't want to watch people who want to be watched, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know that weird kid in class who tells jokes and then looks around and wants people to laugh? No one ever laughs at that. Exactly. But there's that funny kid who sits in class and he's like, hey, Mr. Diddy got one nut. He's doing that for his own personal humor because that's who he is, and people laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that's a bad example, but that's really how the world works.
It's a great example.
Do your work and you'll get the A.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Don't cheat on the test. Don't do none of that, because it always catches up with you.
Do everything for yourself. 100%. If you're not keeping yourself happy and you're not keeping yourself motivated and you don't have that determination to reach whatever goal that you have for yourself, just, I don't want to say forget it, because I believe that you should never give up and you should never quit, but just understand that people feel that.
Right.
They know when you're not for real.
Yeah,
they know when you lame. They know when you're trying too hard. Like, everyone knows that. So if you stay true to yourself and you stay true to who you are at all times, no matter the circumstance, like, everybody got to change at some point. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know when to be professional, but you also know when to be yourself. If you're funny, you're funny, you're cool. But take that into you with everything that you do. Always maintain who you are.
And to inspire you?
Go.
And to inspire you, every creator you've ever seen has tried and failed to be something that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fucking truth. So when you hear creators say, be yourself, be this, it's because they've been down that road mm-hmm. and failed at being something they're not. They're not going to say that because it's bad for PR, mm-hmm. but our podcast is about distinguishing yourself from the rest. We're going to keep it a stack. We've all tried to be like, oh, that's going to get us the look. Oh, that's what niggas is on. Fuck all that. Stay true to yourself, focus on what you're doing, and always.
Distinguish yourself from the rest.
Oh, God.
And keep in mind, stay tuned, because Distinguished Minds got like damn near 4 new shirts.
It's going to get bigger than that.
Yeah, and it's going to get a little bigger than that. It's about to drop. Not so a little. Make sure.
It's going to get a lot of bigger.
All right, bigger.
Yeah, you wildin'. It's going to get crazy. Let me finish this shit up. You know what I'm saying? God damn. All right, but yeah, we got a lot of new pieces coming to the collection. But you guys can see that by logging on to www.distinguishedminds.com. Don't put an E. Subscribe to the website so you can see all our future releases and all that good stuff. Subscribe to our YouTube so you can watch all this content we shot from Complex Con and more to come. We're shooting with my friend Lawan. He's one of the greatest comedians in Sacramento. There's so much consistent content coming up, which is what you guys need to do, is stay consistent. Follow both of our Instagrams. Kalani's is @_4, Lonnie, Lani. And find me, it's @DistinguishedJason, Distinguished_Jason, don't put no E in my shit, Distinguished_Minds, and we both shoot for ASAP Yeezus. You can figure it out, just find us in anything you do. We want to stay connected and create with all you guys, so fuck with us, we fuck with y'all, we love you, thank you for allowing us to continue to do what we love to do, create and travel and enjoy our lives. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Later.